Back in our Coach's Corner program here on this Sunday morning, recapping the Alliance Bulldogs. I think I probably failed to mention in our first segment, 6-2, the final score. The Bulldogs actually score our first touchdown with about five and a half minutes, 5:45, 5:47, I think, to go in the second quarter, in a situation where we were looking at a first and goal, and then some unfortunate things backed us up, but able to get the touchdown. But I guess prior to that, you kind of hate to see when you're moving forward and then start moving backward, Coach. You don't like that, definitely.
You know, and it's just, that's kind of been our bugaboo this year is, you know, almost every drive we have, we get some, you know, we really start to get some tempo going, some rhythm, and we were moving the ball consistently. And then, you know, honestly, I don't even remember if it was a hold, and then we had a sack, and all of a sudden now from first and goal, we have fourth and goal from the 30. And, you know, I made the comment when we played Shadron, you don't see that very often. Shadron converted a fourth and 33 against us for a touchdown. And we were fortunate enough to, we ran a throwback pass to Cam Brazell that was called, but as it was, I think Josh bobbled the snap, or it was a bad snap. And he scrambled around a little bit, and Trevor was wide open on about the 10-yard line and made a move and got in.
I don't know. Do you teach your receivers, or is this just instinctive? Do you teach them to spin toward the middle of the field if they catch a ball on the sideline, or spin toward the sideline? You probably just instinctive, isn't
it?
Well,
some of it is. You teach them, you know, really to break more up the sideline away from pursuit. Trevor's very elusive in the open field, and so some of it does become instinctive, you know, feel for where the defense is coming. That particular play is designed to, we roll away from him, and then he makes a sharp cut and then ends up running a corner route, and the quarterback doesn't quite roll as far out and throws back. And as it turned out, Josh never got to roll out at all because it was, like I said, either a bobble snap or a bad snap, And you know, if you're on their end, you got to feel like it was pretty unlucky. And on our end, it was two kids making a play.
That's right. And did a great job finding him, first of all. And so the extra point is missed. You're not certain if that's going to come back to haunt you or anything. But 6-0 at that point, that's the way the first half ends, 6-0. And then I thought the second half, really, both defensive lines kind of took over. And, you know, we'll credit Donald and Moses and Gage and Sage. And I think you had Josh Keckler in there a lot. And then I'm probably missing some guys. On that defensive line just really did an awesome job, I thought, last night.
Right. You know, they really, really did. In our outside, you know, I thought Colton Dubs played a tremendous game at outside linebacker. He just seems to be getting better every week. And Austin Davidson has been, you know, a tremendous middle linebacker for us. And he was injured against Aurora, and he didn't get any practice reps this week. He was there at practice and watched, but it's just not quite the same. And I thought he played very well. But it was a week that's very difficult to just come into the game and not have the experience of seeing keys and stuff like that. So some of what they did took advantage of our middle linebackers, where they ran fast fakes and they really rode their fakes out well. I mean, there were several times on the sideline, our kids were tackling a ball carrier, and I thought he had the ball, and all of a sudden the pass is getting thrown downfield. You know, they did a very nice job. They had two or three different plays that we had never seen before. You know, and we'd watched all their film from this year plus what we had from last year, and they just put in some nice wrinkles against us that we had troubles with.
But give credit again, made the plays. They would maybe pick up one first down, and the next thing you know, it's fourth and 10.
Right.
And they're looking at something like that. You mentioned your linebackers, moved Clayton Nordine into the linebacker spot. I thought he had a nice game. And then when Josh was injured, Cameron Nagaki, who you moved back into the safety, you know, sometimes there's a situation where a position change and a player will excel in that. I thought Cameron had a super day too. He batted down a few passes, probably had an opportunity for an interception or two as well.
Right, and he did get one. He had one interception, and he had the opportunity to have another one. And went through his wickets and hit the ground, but he did a nice job. And I thought Clayton and DJ Ware rotated at that other outside linebacker spot, and I thought both of them and did a nice job. But, you know, we're playing a lot of young kids. You know, we're playing on defense. There was a time there where we had a freshman, a sophomore on the D-line, a freshman at corner, a sophomore at inside backer, and a sophomore at outside backer. And, you know, and that's one of the things Hastings' coach said to me before the game. He said, you know, you make me look bad. He said, I try to tell my radio guy that we're young and inexperienced, and you're playing a bunch of freshmen and sophomores. So, you know, and you just don't. You don't see of it in Class B football now that, you know, the kids that we have are playing at a high level, you know. And one of the things that we challenged them, or I challenged them after the game, is to really believe in themselves. I honestly believe we can be a very good football team. You know, I saw what we did last week against Aurora, and I honestly don't know that Aurora will get beat, you know, in the regular season. If they do, they'll end up, you know, 7-2, 8-1. And we know that we played toe-to-toe with them for a majority of that game. And I thought last night, and this is no offense to Hastings, but I thought we played down because Hastings was not as a quality of opponent as Aurora.
They haven't scored a lot of points. They haven't had a lot of success, unfortunately.
Right. And they did a lot of nice things last night. You know, they did. But I think it's a game that if we come out and believe that you know, we're going to hammer them, that we could have come out and jumped on them. And, you know, it's just getting that culture of belief that, you know, you're a great player. You know, and you should win all those little battles in a game. And I think we're coming. You know, I felt as a good team, you're going to win some ugly games. And this was an ugly game, but you found a way to win. Because we've been a part of teams back, you know, around 05, 06, that we had to figure out a way to lose that game. And so just figuring out a way to win is huge.
That's very, very big, obviously. One unfortunate setback, we did lose Josh Matulka, as we mentioned earlier, midway, late in the second quarter. I hope I didn't scare Cody Robinson's friends or parents or grandparents or anything, because I thought it was Cody. I couldn't tell if it was five or six that was injured. And then when we did see it was Josh, you know, that's unfortunate if either one of those young men obviously gets hurt, but that's unfortunate. And so looked like it may be an ankle twist or an ankle sprain or something.
A knee, actually.
Okay.
You know, and at the time that we're recording this, we really don't know yet the severity of it. You know, we're hoping for a strain.
Sure.
You know, having said that, it kind of had the classic look of a torn ligament, just because it there wasn't a lot of contact involved.
Right.
And watching it on the film, his cleats, I hope, that's one thing about field turf, you're going to grip.
Probably one of those what they call the non-contact turf injury kind of thing. Yeah.
And the trainer was fairly certain it's not ACL, but there could be some other ligament damage. Hopefully it's just a strain. You know, you feel bad for Josh, because he's worked so hard for us, and you know, you just hate to see that happen.
Okay, well, we'll get that taken care of, and we'll move on here, Coach. Let's take our next time out here for Accent Chiropractic, and we'll come up and wrap up Coach's Corner in just a moment, right after this on KCOW.